Despite a growing economy, the city of Charlotte is facing a $21.7 million budget gap. City leaders say it's bigger than anything they dealt with during the Great Recession. Tonight, City Manager Ron Carley will lay out his plan to fill that gap when he proposes his budget before the City Council. Some layoffs and cuts into city services seem likely, but just how much will be cut and how many will lose their jobs may depend on trash. WFAE's Tom Bullock explains.
Charlotte was actually expecting to turn a small budget surplus this year, but the budget went nearly $22 million in the red after a redo of the botched 2011 revaluation of property led to much lower tax receipts than expected, and the General Assembly killed a tax cities charge businesses to operate inside their borders. At a recent budget meeting, City Manager Ron Carley suggested raising fees, cutting city budgets by $4 million, along with other cost-saving measures. But this was not enough to balance the books, Carley said. It was time to get creative.
So here's the big idea. Fasten your seatbelt.
There's a fee that got his attention, one paid by homeowners.
That could be converted to tax.
Yes, he is talking about a property tax increase. But this one, Carley says, would
actually lower the amount of money that most residential people pay, as well as generate significantly more revenue.
So how do you pay more in property taxes, but less to the city overall? That is where your trash comes in.
Specifically, we're talking about the $47 annual solid waste disposal fee.
Every homeowner in Charlotte pays exactly $47 to the city each year to help cover the cost of crews that dump your trash cans each week. Carley floated the idea of changing that flat fee into a 1.5-cent property tax increase. If your home is valued around $320,000, you'd pay $47 more a year, the same you actually pay now, says Carley.
Now, obviously, those above it would pay more.
But for those with homes valued around Charlotte's median of $151,000,
they would see a $24 decrease.
This, Carley said, would actually generate $4.5 million more than the flat fee and do more. Mecklenburg County pays its municipalities their share of the county sales tax based on how much in property taxes each collects. This would count as a property tax increase. So Carley told the council members,
you have the opportunity to both increase property tax receipts and increase sales tax receipts.
All told, this plan could generate an additional $6.4 million for the city. But that doesn't mean the plan was greeted warmly. Take this reaction from Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes, who said he had no interest in voting for a property tax increase of any kind.
What I wanted to see is the analysis that shows us cutting our way out of this problem.
Tonight, Barnes will see proposed cuts. Even if the trash plan is approved, a budget gap of $5 to $7 million remains. That piece of the puzzle, Carley said, would likely come from cuts to city services and possible layoffs. This is an election year for seats on the city council and for mayor, which means council members will have to weigh their preference, being on the record for deeper cuts or a tax increase. A vote on the budget is scheduled for June 8th. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.